So look for this.
Okay.
Look for this, among other things. But, you know, Tyler talked a little bit about phishing attacks. Okay. This doesn't actually guarantee that that you've got a secure communication going on. But if you're ever typing something into a, never type your credit card number into a browser window when you don't see the S up there, which is the explanation of which protocol we're using. HTTPS means that there's a public key encryption going on between the two ends of the communication. And the people, the evil eavesdroppers listening in on the communication in between could not decipher what's being communicated in between. Let's think about this for a minute. So how do we think about the fact that this is no longer a military secret? If you and I are using it, then Al-Qaeda is using it. And that's what, of course, Louis Free and Brent Scowcroft and Dick Cheney were worried about. But it also means that people anywhere who are trying to conspire against an oppressive regime, let's say, are using it too, or can. Unless, of course, you outlaw the use of encryption itself. But that's hard to do if you want any electronic commerce going on, because you can always hide your secret messages under some guise that make it look like you're engaged in an exchange with a bank or a credit card company or something. So this is a genuine social enigma. I don't complain that there isn't a price to pay for this. As I say, there's also a theoretical possibility, at least, that none of this is as secure as we think it is. So anybody who discovers a quick factoring algorithm, an algorithm for taking a 1,000-digit number that's the product of two primes and figuring out what two prime numbers it's the factor of, and figuring out how to do that quickly, will set all of the security of the internet back on its heels. Because all of this public key cryptography depends on factoring numbers being computationally difficult, factoring huge numbers being computationally difficult. So there are a lot of people in my field who are engaged in, trying to prove that that is computationally hard, prove that it's computationally hard, as opposed to just kind of run out of ways to try to attack it. So there's still some, but at least we've now got an encryption method that is capable of having something mathematical proved about it, which for centuries was impossible to do.